Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, Rachel Reeves is due to set out her spending plans for the next 3 years, with some departments facing real terms cuts. But the Chancellor is expected to announce more money for the NHS, defence and schools this lunchtime. Classic FM's political editor Natasha Clarke says the Home Office is among those likely to lose out.
They have obviously been asking for more money for the police, and in Labour's manifesto last year they made a huge deal about their knife crime targets, about trying to reduce violence against women and girls. But police chiefs have been warning that the current amounts that the government is trying to put in is not enough to meet those targets.
Stormont ministers have made an urgent appeal for calm after a second night of disorder in Ballymena. 17 officers were injured when they were targeted with petrol bombs and fireworks. The violence stemmed from a peaceful protest in support of the family of a girl who was sexually assaulted. Six teenagers have been arrested after a stabbing at a school in Birmingham. The 15-year-old boy was attacked at Moseley School yesterday afternoon. His injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. Elon Musk says he regrets some of his posts about Donald Trump during their row last week. They began exchanging threats and insults after the Tesla owner called the president's tax bill a disgusting abomination. And there are calls for the government to do more to get children in England playing outdoors. A report says playground closures, busier roads and the dominance of screen time have restricted opportunities. Former Children's Commissioner Baroness Longfield says we could learn from how it's done elsewhere.
What you see in other countries is that they've planned their public space in a way where children have more safe places to play. When they're looking at housing, they build play in. When they're looking at parks, they've looked at how you can have rangers in the parks, for instance, to give more confidence that someone's providing that supervision.
And the government says it's investing £100 million in accessible green play spaces. Today's weather dry, very warm and sunny across much of the UK, a high of 26 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
11 o'clock is here with all commensurate tan-tan-tara. The traditional thousand doves have been released from the roof of Classic FM and Vivaldi on standby.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
We'll be right back.
Classic FM.
Michael Boryskin playing Scott Joplin's The Entertainer. And just before that, we heard the third movement of Vivaldi's Concerto No. 2, Summer from the Four Seasons. That was Giuliano Carmignola with the Venice Baroque Orchestra under Andrea Marcon. Well, a very good morning. Welcome to Classic FM. Alexander Armstrong here. Lovely, finally, eventually, to be with you. Barbara in Kidderminster has been in touch. Hi, could you say hello to my daughter Ruby, who's off school today, under her duvet, not feeling too well? Hopefully she'll be back at school tomorrow. Lots of love from her mum, Barbara. I hope Ruby gets well. She can take it easy. A good day, I think, under the duvet will do no end of good. Now, in moments, we shall be returning to my wonderful Classic FM album of the week, featuring the French guitarist Raphaël Feuillade. First, though, I thought a dash of Alexander Mackenzie. Elgar was a huge fan of Mackenzie's. He said he was a man fully equipped in every department of musical knowledge. He was principal of the Royal Academy of Music from 1888 to 1924. That's a huge period. And spanned that most exciting era of British music. So a very, very important fellow. This is his Nautical Overture.
Thank you.
Alexander Mackenzie's Britannia, a nautical overture played by the Orchestra of Opera North under David Lloyd Jones. Time for another track from my Classic FM album of the week, therefore, and it is the new release from the French guitarist Raphael Fayat, and it is called Spanish Serenades. And it features works by Albéniz, Granados, Chlobet, Rodrigo, Tarrega, and includes several wonderful new transcriptions by Feuillatre himself. At the heart of the album is Rodrigo's famous Concerto de Aranjuez, perhaps the most beloved of all Spanish guitar masterpieces. Sensitive, carefully balanced accompaniment is provided to Feuillatre by the Verbier Festival Chamber Orchestra under Gabor Takash Naj. Let us hear the opening movement now on Classic FM. Thank you. That's a wonderful recording of that, isn't it? That's Raphael Fayat with the ever-brilliant Verbier Festival Chamber Orchestra, Gabor Takács Nagy conducting. Well, goes without saying. The opening movement of Rodrigo's Concerto de Aranjuez. You're listening to Classic FM.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
That is the second movement of Tchaikovsky's beautiful Serenade for Strings, Colin Davis conducting the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra. And before that, we heard Verdi's Va Pensiero. Myung-Whun Chung was directing the National Academy of St. Cecilia Orchestra and Chorus. Well, in moments, we should be hearing the lovely Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis by Vaughan Williams. And I have the Passepied from Debussy's Suite Bergamasque. Meanwhile, let's hear from one of our sister stations here at Classic FM.
It's been said that Mozart works wonders for your memory. So, if you're revising at the moment, try our sister station, Classic FM Calm. The perfect soundtrack to soothe nerves and help you concentrate all through exam season. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
The Romance from Shostakovich's Ballet Suite No. 1. That was Naima Yervi with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. You are listening to Classic FM, where it is time, is it not, for Vaughan Williams. just beautiful. Symphonia of London, John Wilson. And that was Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis. Libby on the Wirral says, hi, Alexander. Glad you made it in okay. Thank you very much indeed, Libby. I did, and thank you. This must be my favourite version of Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis. John Wilson has such a wonderful understanding of how pieces were originally written. Such a treat. Thank you. Libby, you're so right. I'm not sure I even announced it as John Wilson, so how clever of you to spot it. But you're right. I think in the same way, because he's a love of jazz, I think. In the same way, you have to have a nose for comedy to be brilliant at drama and tragedy as well. I think to have an ear for jazz means you're alive to all the possibilities within the textures of music. And that's what John Wilson is just so brilliant at. Thank you, Libby. Quite right. Here is Xavier Demestre to play some Debussy for us. Passepied from Debussy's Suite Bergamasque, played by Xavier Demestre, and bringing us up to news and weather time. Well, the next hour will arrive along with Handel's Queen of Sheba, which is exciting, and I shall also have the opening movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 3, the Eroica, in a moment on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
At Viking, we believe travel should be more than just a trip. It should be a doorway to cultural insight and personal enrichment. Start planning your river, ocean, or expedition journey today and discover why Viking was named Best River Cruise Operator and Best Luxury Ocean Cruise Operator at the 2024 Times and Sunday Times Travel Awards. Learn more at viking.com.
Kate's just off to work after sleeping in the best bed in the business. And my word, doesn't she look ready for anything? Something about her smile is just brighter. Her eyes seem glintier. And she just feels so much more Katie-er. Of course, it's no surprise, really, because last night she slept at Premier Inn. And she got up to 15% off with Business Booker. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Keeping your smile healthy. At Darwood & Tanner, it's our sole purpose and absolute obsession. Whether you're missing a single tooth or many teeth, our streamlined patient journey, world-class dental practitioners, and advanced implant technology will get you smiling again quicker, more comfortably, and in the least invasive way. Darwood & Tanner. For our most comprehensive, tailored, and complete dental implant treatment, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
Kate's just off to work after sleeping in the best bed in the business. And my word, doesn't she look ready for anything. Something about her smile is just brighter. Her eyes seem glintier. And she just feels so much more Katie-er. Of course, it's no surprise, really, because last night she slept at Premier Inn. And she got up to 15% off with Business Booker. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
It's so easy. It's really so easy. You just pop the stuff in a box and send it away. I'm already on box 3. Well, I'm going to save the money. I'm popping it all in a little pot and saving up for a holiday. It's a brilliant way of spring cleaning.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, the Chancellor will deliver her spending review in the next hour, arguing the government is renewing Britain. Rachel Reeves will set out her funding plans for the coming years, with big increases for the NHS, defence and schools expected. But other areas face real terms cuts. Finance commentator Declan Curry says there are concerns about additional tax rises.
Some economists in the city and elsewhere warn that turmoil in the world economy could derail her calculations, and Rachel Reeves could be forced into further tax rises in the budget later this autumn. The Chancellor is expected to increase spending on new housing, trains, buses and energy projects by around £113 billion. She says she's freed up the extra cash by changing the government's borrowing rules.
Northern Ireland's First Minister Michelle O'Neill has described two nights of violence in County Antrim as abhorrent. 17 officers were injured in the disorder in Ballina.